Good evening, everyone. This is day 19 of Marching On. Oh. And I'm here. What is it?
The way.
Oh. I'm here with Ronan and Niall and Lammy. All keeping quiet now. And Ronan, we have a special visitor coming up the weekend. That's Connor's girlfriend. We haven't met yet. Well, I haven't. Ronan has. And her name is Rosie. And they are giving the place a spring clean. Now, there's nothing that much wrong with it because it was completely redecorated 2 years ago after the fire. But, you know, sometimes paintwork gets chipped by the Hoover or trying to get something in the door and it scratches the paintwork or someone puts their hands on it and it leaves marks. So Ronan is touching up the paintwork. He's done it, which is above the cooker where you get... What did he do? Not that little ring. Don't pull with that little ring.
Little ring. Ring.
Oh, I was going to say, that little ring, you can't get enough grip on it and he can end up biting your hand. He's done the paintwork above the cooker. Beside the cooker. I think where you get steam when people fry, you get like grease. And next to the dishwasher as well, I think it's probably from the steam from there. And Connor, he's going upstairs now. I've been banned from the kitchen and it's a nightmare trying to keep the animals away from wet paint, especially the cats. Two of them are in their room. I've shut the dogs, it's cold outside. They obviously don't want to go out anymore today. And Chief Wackaboo-Boo is on his chair down by the porch door. And Pinky's walking around. She's like the most likely one. But if Wackaboo-Boo puts his tail against the paint, he's going to put all... Because he's fluffy, he's long-haired. There's going to be all hairs stuck in the paintwork. Now Ronan's moved to the landing, but... I've been banned from the kitchen till the paint dries a bit. And I don't really want to go out there and mess it up. Plus the fact if I go out there, Lammy will follow me. Pardon you? Connor is upstairs doing another job, and that is he bought some grout whitener for the shower, the tiles in the shower, because when we moved back in here after the fire, everything was absolutely black, and they cleaned it. Stop it now. It's acting like a div. Stop it. Go and do your painting. But they didn't do inside the shower because I suppose the door was closed and they didn't think to look in there. And so in between the tiles, you can see all black. The kids said it's mildew, but it's not. It's soot. What are you doing? Don't encourage them to jump up. Look, you're going to end up too worn out to do your painting if you keep jumping around like a frog. Yeah, well, go and finish off your painting. What are you doing now? The landing?
Huh?
You're doing the landing now. I'm probably trapped down here now and I probably won't be able to get up the stairs. Go on, Wah. Look at Lamb, he's wagging his tail. He's tickling my leg. It's like a little paintbrush, his tail. He's making noises, going... What are you doing that for, Lammy?
Painting my hair.
Have you?
Yeah.
We'll wash it out.
Wash it tomorrow.
You can't go in the shower today.
Is it tomorrow?
Oh. Well, it says that it takes half an hour to dry, but we decided that it would be best to leave it. Because he's got to do each tile and it's painstaking. And if we go and have a shower and wash it all away, it will be a bit of a disaster. So they're both getting on with their tasks and they're keeping out of each other's way. Connor bought a lamp. It's one of the, you know, what they call a standard lamp. It wasn't very expensive. It's
£6.
Well, it was only £6. I mean, it's not, you know, it's all right. We need a bulb for it, though. The bulb would probably end up costing more than the lamp. It'd be nice to have a lamp in here like that. It'll also save electricity because when we've got, because it's a big room, we've got two lights in here, one at each end, but you can't turn them off individually, which I think is a bit stupid. What? Stop acting like an idiot. He's jumping around like a lunatic, trying to wind the dogs up. What is that, CBeebies?
No.
Oh, is that what it does at the end of the video?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it, it's
you're on audio book, Connor. Just
am
to,
I?
Yes, to warn you.
Hello.
Please don't swear. Please.
Yeah, call it
an A. Oh, that was... Oh, listen, that reminds me of Lloyd on holiday, because I used to have that as my ringtone.
So, are you working or what?
He's dancing around winding the light up. Are you the foreman? I'm the foreman.
You're not doing a very good job, are you? You've been asleep half the day.
I know, because I didn't sleep half the night. Well, I didn't sleep any of the night.
I'm covered in grout cleaner.
Thank
you. Grout white now.
Well, you put old clothes on, didn't you?
No.
Oh, Connor, that, well, that's
and
just...
Joe's got shirt and jeans on. Yeah, so I'm in tomorrow, I'm trying to find some shells.
Mate, I haven't got a lot of money.
Well, they won't cost a lot.
What, are you going to put them there?
Yeah, not here somewhere.
Why not over there in the middle bit?
Because I want a big mirror there. I'm going to get some money. Yeah. We rob a bank.
I wish I got paid this week.
Yeah, that would be better, wouldn't it?
I don't get paid until Tuesday.
What's that, the 31st?
Yeah.
Is that the Tuesday? Oh, yeah, it is.
It's like another 10 days.
Huh?
You'll be all right.
Another 10 days? So it's 2 weeks.
We can always borrow money off Dad. Huh?
Good one.
You can.
No, I don't want to.
I know you don't want to, but you always got that option. Because you're always paying back, so... Yeah, I know. That's why I lend it to you. That's the good thing about paying people back.
We don't know where to put this lamp, because it's quite tall.
Why not there?
Because it covers up the picture.
Well, it's not there, it covers up the picture, but it might
just damage. In a way.
Oh,
it might damage the picture.
The heat might.
That's what I'm saying.
What about... No, you can't have it. The thing is, there's no plugs here.
No.
You could put it under the cat's room door, the plug.
No.
But the wire can go under there.
Well, it'd be dangerous.
I'm just trying to think. What about at the bottom of the... You wouldn't want it at the bottom of the stairs, between that and the door there.
No.
It's really got to be up this end, because that's where we sit. Right. So it's a bit pointless having it... Because you could have it somewhere near the dining table.
You've got the same dilemma.
You could move this settee forward a bit and have it behind the settee. Move it forward here so that gap's closed up there and have it behind the settee.
Behind the settee? Between the table and the
Yeah. Because it can plug in down there. Can you let her in, please, boy? It can plug in there because it's plugged under the table. Don't you call me that. Are they both in, the evils? Where is Wacko? You don't want to get him near wet... Please don't let him get near wet paint. Because his tail... Huh?
Dunk him in a pot.
You could use his tail as a brush. Pardon? Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? But don't you think that might be an idea to have it there? Or just move it forward a little bit so that it can't damage the picture.
Yeah, it just be in front of it. It's going to be in the way now. And then it'll be in front of the telly.
Yeah, true. Well, then have it over there. Just move that settee.
Just have it here on TV.
No, that's just going to look a bit stupid.
Why is that stupid?
Well, it just will.
It's a known thing.
No.
Why?
No. If you want to put shelves up there, it'll be in the way again.
You could, I suppose you could move the TV thing up towards the settee and have it by Noel's bed. Or is there room there?
No, it's either
there or behind by the table. And then when we pull the table out, we probably have to move it. We'll try it there and see what it looks like. What, do you know what sort of bulb it takes? Huh? We haven't got one, I take it. We used to have loads of light bulbs. We used to have loads of them, but... Yeah, well, we used to have a load of them, but... They kept posting. Yeah, I was going to say they kept sending them to us. But now we haven't got any because I think they all got thrown. We had them under the sink and now they all got thrown out with the fire like everything else. Yeah. Damn nuisance. Things like that.
Lyle, get off.
Lyle! Come here. That's it. Right, go and get your bed a minute. Oh, he gets confused. Lyle, he panics. Come on, come here.
No, don't both fucking call. Now you get out of the way.
Mind your loom guard.
Why are you moving?
Because he's got to move the settee forward.
Why is there a stick on the
sofa? What kind of
stick? It's a bit carbolding.
How long does that paint take to dry, do you think?
I barely moved it, by the way.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
what, it's
moved about 6 inches.
I don't think it makes a lot of difference,
why? It does
to me, alright? You're an idiot, sir.
Oh,
I
see what
I
meant.
Careful,
you fucking idiot.
What was that?
You need to get a fellow dusty driver. Get uptown,
are you going uptown?
Uptown?
I thought you said that. Some people do say that.
Going uptown.
Going uptown, love.
I'm going to town.
Going to town.
Now.
Now look.
That's alright.
Is it alright? What do you think it looks like, Connor? You know. You see the. Well, move it back then.
Move it back a little tiny bit.
You see, you could have it other places, but there's nowhere for it to plug in.
Well, ideally, it'd be behind that.
What, behind where I am? Yeah. But there's nowhere, unless it's got a long wire.
It
could go under that door. No one would really see it.
No, because it's just a gold. I don't think it breaks.
It probably wouldn't. Most things don't have a wire that long. You don't want extension leads, that would just look stupid. It's all right for a Christmas tree, but... Yeah, it'll still shine into this part of the room, won't it?
No, it won't.
It will.
I feel like it's all too close together now.
Oh, fuck off.
What?
Move about 3 inches.
You
said
6. Yeah, but I just moved it back,
haven't
I?
Alright, alright. 3 inches,
though, didn't you? Have you finished that
thing? I've done what I can do for now.
What does that mean? Have you finished
the... I've done around the bottom, because it's wet. Goodness sake. Oh, it's not good enough. Why, you've been cleaning the window for that there as well. What? No.
Right, listen, I'm the foreman. Right, Connor, Ronan, you haven't finished...
Listen.
Yes? You haven't finished painting yet, so you get back to work with the painting.
I've done the kitchen, so.
What else needs doing?
All upstairs.
Well, you're doing that now.
Sorry?
You're doing that now.
I'm doing
well, you already started it.
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, you took your music up there. So, Connor, I think it might fall to you to clean the door. Why don't you clean the front of the house, Connor, the white bit? Or does Ronan particularly want to do that? Before it gets dark?
What?
Cleaning the white plastic on the PVC.
What? How am I supposed to do that?
With a spray and some kitchen roll, he was going to do it.
I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Okay, what about these windows? These doors, I should say. Guess you might have. Well, spiders get in the house, don't they? You could knock that down with a broom.
What?
That spider's web. You could put like a cloth over a broom. Well, if you haven't got a feather duster, you could do that.
I'm
get your cleaning kit then.
Tomorrow.
No, you can't do everything tomorrow.
Well, how is that everything?
Well, the front of the house, that, going out, yeah. Finishing off the shower.
What, I'll do that today.
I know what's next for you. Your bedroom.
What about it?
Your bedroom's the worst place in the house.
Piss off.
It is. I'm not being rude. It's untidy.
Did you hear her? Say my room's the worst in the house. It is. Fuck off.
See, it is. Go and make a start on your...
Sorry, I'm not seeing your room.
Right, you do your room then, Connor. That's a good place to start.
You do your room now.
That's a good idea. And you can make it look really nice.
I've got loads of responsibilities to keep this house together. I have to keep this house together. Why are these cushions so flat?
Because Lammy's been laying on them, probably. And I've got to do the Tesco's order. Huh? Has anyone got any suggestions? Anybody got any requests for dinners next week?
No, I never have any good ideas.
Well, I'll get sick of having to think about the same things every week. Does anyone want shepherd's pie?
No.
Do you, Connor?
You said that because the roses are shepherd's pie.
No, I didn't. I'm doing because did. I do make shepherd's pie sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
You just buy
the packets? No, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't.
Buy our dinners?
Oh, shut up.
Already cooked.
Yeah, all right.
You don't.
Everyone knows I don't because I do audio booze about them sometimes. I couldn't afford to get microwave meals to feed us lot.
You're talking about microwave meals.
Well, you are, basically.
Not really, because I don't have a microwave only happens.
Well, it doesn't matter.
You're trying to mug me off,
man. You're trying to mug me off.
No, you're trying to mug me off.
No, I'm not. I'm asking you what...
How about you both mug off?
Bog off. Now, how about we decide what do we want for dinner? Has anyone... Is Rosie having dinner here Sunday?
Probably.
What, roast dinner?
Probably.
Right. What does she like?
Why is she going...
She's not a vegetarian. So what meat does she like? I don't know.
I don't.
Oh, God.
Chicken? And what about minted lamb?
Chicken? Minted lamb could do minted lamb, but I didn't think you'd... Last time I suggested that, you said you didn't want it.
Who?
You. Recently.
Yeah, but I don't eat it all the time.
You don't have it? We've only ever had it once.
I've had it loads of times.
Yeah, I know. But Dad's.
I mean, I'm talking
about here. So... But we had chicken the last two times. But I don't mind doing chicken.
I didn't say chicken.
Well, minted lamb's quite expensive for all of us. But I will do it if you want it.
That's fine. Just do whatever you want.
Does she like lamb? Some people don't.
Not really. Oh,
okay.
Minted chicken, then. Minted chicken.
No, you don't have minted chicken more.
Why can't you have minted chicken?
It just doesn't go.
Why don't
you? You have chicken in bread sauce. Bread sauce I don't like, but not I don't eat. Do you don't like bread sauce? Do you? Well, you do. Okay, chicken then. So that's one dinner. Fish pie.
No.
Connor, do you like fish pie?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but you don't like any of the dinners we make.
I'm not gonna fucking have there.
Stop swearing.
Stop you, is it?
And you can choose your own dinners. Tell me what you like.
I don't know.
Meatballs. Meatballs.
No, I don't eat meatballs.
Well, you ate them at Dad's.
I didn't.
I've never made meatballs.
Well,
no, I know, but I've never. I did buy once ages ago, I think about 3 or 4 years ago, some fresh meatballs that you buy from. You know, they're not out of a tin, they're fresh ones already made.
I don't really like meatballs.
Okay, I'm just trying to make some suggestions of something different. Toad in the hole.
No, I don't like
that. I don't like
sausages.
Okay, risotto.
I don't like risotto. Stir fry.
Yeah, stir fry.
I don't like stir fry.
Well, what
it's
do
so
you?
Full of shit.
But what do you like? This is the
I
problem.
I don't know. You just don't like anything that's suggested.
So, well, pizzas. We can get pizzas for one day.
Just get about 10 for me.
We'll get pizzas. What about some? I don't think you can buy rissoles.
What's a rissole?
You can make them. I've never
What's
made them.
What's a rissole?
Rissole.
What's a rissole?
Rissoles. They're They're a little bit like a burger, but a thicker.
Like
an arsehole.
That's
what I said, arsehole. Rissoles to you. And they're like a bit like a burger, only they're thicker. They're kind of like a cross between a bit like a fish cake, only they're not fish. fish pie, risotto, stir fry. What about stew? Where? Stew and dumplings. So I'm not doing it in the slow cooker, I'm doing it in that crock pot thing. Stew and dumplings, Connor?
Yeah.
Okay. You see, salad one day, I don't know if it's salad weather, that's the trouble. A nice salad is good.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No.
Don't you like salad?
I hate salad.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh.
When have I ever eaten a salad?
Well, I always used to make salads. As far as I know, you used to eat them.
What's going on?
Salad. He doesn't like salad.
I
love
salad.
Oh, I love salad. Oh, I found... But you can have salad then one day, what?
No, because that's just dead for dinner. I'm talking about side salad.
Oh, my. Well, I don't know. What sort of dinners do you like in your world?
My world?
Yeah.
It's called Pizza Heaven. That's what it's called.
Well, what about chili?
We had chili that this week. What about spaghetti bolognese?
Don't worry.
No, because I don't like the way you do it, Mum.
What do you mean you don't like the way I do it?
You have like, the sauce in it. It tastes horrible.
Well, that's what you have in spaghetti. You have a sauce.
Yeah, but you get the Tesco's own
one. No, I don't.
You get the garlic and herb one.
Well, I'll get a different one or I'll make it. But I could do chili again.
Corned beef.
No. Yeah, corned beef hash. What about corned beef hash?
I love
corned beef. I used to love corned beef. Okay, things seem to have come to a standstill. I know, but once I was recording and once I wasn't. Because we were having a discussion about dinners. I don't know how much of that's come out because... I was trying to suggest what to have for dinner, and Ronan didn't like anything of it, and then he got a bit irate, so I've just cut off 2 minutes. And no one seems to be working. As soon as I came on the scene, everything stopped. I think I'll go back again. Where's Ronan's phone? Is it in the kitchen? What's Lammy doing?
Harassing me.
What have you done with them dark chocolate biscuits?
Even.
They're all gone now. Yeah. Good. We don't need them around the house, do we, Tup Tup? Pardon me. What's the matter? Well, you can't hear me.
What?
What? Did that just go off? Or is he out there? What's that? Ronan?
What?
Oh, all right. I thought you'd gone upstairs. Is that you or him?
Hey.
Making that noise?
What noise?
It sounded like he was laughing. He was going... Oh, was it? Oh, I didn't know if it was you or him. Lovely.
So annoying.
What do you mean? How can you say that about a little poodle?
He is.
He's a sweet little pood. Am I a rissole? Do you need any help, Wah? Wah? Good. I think he's gone into Christmas tree mode.
I think you best leave him alone, hadn't you?
Yes, and you. That goes for you too. Connor.
What?
Why don't you
go... Don't
Come on, why don't we go upstairs and you can start tidying your room? I don't think much more can fit in that bin. How's it drying, what?
Fine.
Good. I hope she doesn't say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not coming now. It's very quiet now. Cuckoo, where's your bosque? Bit of dark chocolate never hurt anybody, did it?
No, of course not.
He makes funny little noises. All right, Womble. Rare piece. Isn't it lovely?
Wonderful.
What's that noise? Is that the fridge freezer we can hear from here? Or is the oven on?
In the bathroom.
Oh. Well,
did you find your tea?
Yeah, it's cold.
Where was it?
On the table over there. But I couldn't get into the kitchen to heat it up. I was banned. Right, there's one phone. Have you got one over there?
Yep.
There's one of them missing. And the thing is, it's probably dead. So if we ring it, we're not going to hear where it is.
Drat.
It's probably under one of those cushions that you're sitting on.
Probably.
I bet it is. There's not one on the table behind you.
Nope.
You didn't look. Kookalooka. There's not one in the kitchen. There's one upstairs. There might be two upstairs. I don't know. It might have fallen under the bed. Dare I ask him to put the dishwasher on? Now I'm going to see if I can find the other phone. Because none of them are on their stands. Eventually we won't have any landline. Mind you, with the amount of cold callers I've had today, half the time I didn't even answer it. That's a remote control. That's a remote control.
It's all there.
I wonder where it is then. Alright, I'm just going to put this one on the stand in the kitchen. There definitely appears to be one missing. Now, I hope this paint's dry. I'll try not to touch. I don't think I'm going to be coming into contact with where it is. I can't smell it anyway. It's not... I can smell it a bit. Yeah, I've had so many cold callers today. A lot of the time I didn't even answer the phone. It's driving me mad. One of them, I had that woman for Anna Tennant again. Well, Obi answered it this time and he tried to get them to understand that we've told them many times before that we don't want anything to do with what they've got to say, and we're not Anna Tennant. And then I've had other people ringing up saying, are you the homeowner? And then I had another one.
It's not on the table either.
It's not. What if it's down the side of these cushions? We had another one ring up. Oh, you could be doing that, Connor, the raw plug. We had another one. Is that it? I think I found it. Oh no, is that it? Yeah, here we go. There it is. Right, let's put that on this stand. I knew it'd be down there. It's not dead though, which is a surprise.
Well, where's the thing?
What thing?
The thing that goes into the wall.
I don't know. Maybe one knows.
Can't do it like that.
He hasn't put all this stuff back. Maybe the... I got this call. I answered it. I can't find the phone stand now. Here's my lovely flowers. How are you today, flowers? How are you today? These roses are looking a little bit... I don't know, I think they might open these buds. But what I said, they're going brown. But this is a proper plant, it's not just flowers. Hello, my lovely flowers. Tulips and roses. we had this caller. I know when I first wake up, I sound quite rough. Because I get sneezing fits and things. But this particular time, I answered the phone and this woman said, "Is that Mr. Akpotu?" And I said, And I wasn't in the best of moods because I thought, here we go again. Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification center. Stop it. I said, they're arguing now. She said, "Is that Mr. Potu?" I said, "Do I sound like a man?" She went, "No." And I said, she said, "But you could have been his wife answering the phone. I'm not to know, am I?" And I said, "Well, yes." I said, "Yeah, of course that can happen." Well, of course it did happen. I said, "But yes, of course that can happen." But I said, "That's still not Mr. Akpotu, is it?" She went, "Oh, I'm really sorry. I must have got the wrong number." And I thought, "Well, no, you haven't, but let me think you have." Anyway, he got a bit annoyed with me because he was on the phone at the time, and he phoned them back because there was a number and. It was just some stupid thing about a credit card. Have you ever had a credit card? I think it was probably about PPI. He said, "Yes, I've still got a credit card." And anyway, they got cut off. I don't know what exactly happened. Oh dear, this radiator. Is the heating on or not? Because if it is, then this radiator needs bleeding because it's cold, colder at the bottom. We shouldn't really need heating this time now. It's off. Probably just start to go cold, but I will check that. The working party seems to have come to a halt. I'm not doing a very good job as a foreman, but then I never did. And at least I found all the phones. That's one good thing. Do you want to come out again, Pinky? I think the paint's dry enough for you not to go and drape your tail across it now. Come on. That's it. Of course, as you know, I didn't sleep. I've got to go and feed these dogs. Lamb is scraping at the cupboard. I didn't go to sleep till about 8:30 this morning. It might have even been later than that. And I woke up before 12. And then I fell asleep again in the afternoon for a little while. Not for long, but that's what messes my sleep up. I don't normally do that. Well, the whole thing messes my sleep up. It's just messed up. Someone asked me on a comment if it was just because I have to do dialysis at night, and the answer is no. I don't have to do dialysis at night. I'm not supposed to. I do, because my days are back to front, but I meant to do it 4 times a day in the day, every 4 hours. It's completely messed up to the point that sometimes I start it now and then I'm 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock. But I can't sleep anyway because even in between, I can't sleep. I can't sleep and set my alarm and think, "Oh, I'll wake up and do it." Then my body clock, since I started on dialysis, I think it was I was all right for the first 3 weeks. And then after that, I just started not being able to sleep, and nobody seems to know why. whether it's because there's something in my system that's not being got rid of properly, but I don't think that's the case because I do sleep eventually. It's just the timing is all wrong. Or the other thing is, I did wonder if it's because the fluid is glucose based, and I wondered if it's that's not really compatible with my system, and it keeps me awake. You know, maybe it's kind of like being on a bit of a high or something. I don't know. Maybe it's like having a load of caffeine before you go to sleep. But I've got it in me all the time. So no one seems to be able to know, you know, to give me an answer. All they did was give me a week's worth of sleeping pills to see if I could get my sleeping back the right way. But I won't take them because I just don't think it's going to help. Because sometimes it does go back to normal and then it'll just revert after about 3 weeks of bliss. It'll go back like it was again. It's been like this for ages now. I'm due some relief from it soon. Not getting out much isn't helping either, to be fair. Anyway, I think I'm going to upload this because there's no more to say, really. Those two are at it, hammer and tong. There's been a breakdown in the work situation. I think I need to give some verbal warnings for all the good they'll do. There's some disturbance in the workplace, and I'm not sure if they're contravening health and safety policies at the moment. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with day 20. Did I say this was day 20? Because if I did, it's day 19. But anyway, day 20 is tomorrow, and I might be back before if there's anything to report. But if not, I'll see you all then. Bye for now. Speech on. Pause recording.